Now, I wonder whether where you're hearing the programme this morning, what the divorce rate is there. Does it seem every day perhaps that you're hearing more accounts of people that you know breaking up? Well, perhaps not if you live in a country in sub-Saharan Africa, because according to latest research, rather than increasing, divorce rates are decreasing in some parts of the continent, contrary to the widespread belief that increasing wealth means increasing divorce. Let's find out more from the author of the report, Professor Shelley Clark, who joins us from McGill University in Canada. Greetings to you. Many people might find this rather surprising. Were you surprised?
Yes, indeed. I was quite surprised. I think I assumed, like many people, that as wealth was rising and women were becoming more educated and entering the labor force and perhaps being exposed to more Western norms, that divorce would be skyrocketing. But when I actually went to try to find some estimates to confirm this assumption, I initially couldn't find any.
And then when you dug deeper?
Well, what I discovered is I sort of needed to make my own estimates, and I needed to look at some nationally representative surveys that ask women's questions about their marital status in order to really understand the trends, both comparing across countries what the divorce rates are, and also looking at trends over time in divorce rates. And I was quite surprised when I did this to find that they were either stable or declining in all of the countries that I looked at.
What countries were you looking at specifically?
Well, the countries where it's stable in are countries like Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, Zimbabwe. And where it's actually going down substantially are places like Benin, Ghana, Niger, and then smaller declines in places like Liberia, Malawi, Namibia, Senegal, Togo, Zambia. So we really looked at a wide range of countries, all the countries that we could get sufficient data on.
A very long list, especially when you consider, you know, some of the countries that I saw leading the divorce rates, the countries like the US, also Aruba in the Caribbean. I wonder, though, when you compare with what's happening in sub-Saharan Africa, whether it's that there are many couples who've separated but just haven't filed for divorce. How do you know that that isn't actually happening and people not admitting that their marriages have broken up?
Right. That's a great question. So I should clarify that our measures are including both separations and divorce. In fact, part of the problem is that divorce is rarely officially registered in sub-Saharan Africa. In fact, marriage is often not officially registered in sub-Saharan Africa. And so what we're concerned about are union dissolutions, people who were married or in a common law marriage and who are no longer in that union, whether or not they have officially registered that with the government or not.
Fascinating, fascinating stuff. And just to confirm, what is the top country, do you know at the moment, where divorce rates are higher, Sandra?
Yeah, so the very top country goes to Congo Brazzaville, but places like Liberia are not very far behind, where at least about 50% of unions are ending in divorce, even within the first 20 years of marriage. Mm.
Interesting to hear your assessment. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Sandra.